This is our first Lag BaOmer shir, which is nogea to this week's parsha. And Baruch Hashem, I think we all know we've had a lot of special guests over the years who visited us in our shir. We've had Rabbi Kiva Eger come and visit. We've had Rav Salveitcher come and visit. Today we're going to have the schus of the Satmar Rebbe coming to visit. One of our most heiliger friends, of course, is the heiliger Rambam, and he's going to actually come visit Emir Tzashem very soon, and he's going to tell us whether or not he learned Kabbalah. So maybe next week he'll come and tell us about that. But there's another very heiliger person who maybe we don't think about in terms of Lag BaOmer. Maybe it's not the first name that comes to mind when you think of Lag BaOmer, and that is the heiliger Ibn Ezra. The heiliger Ibn Ezra says something in this week's parsha, which is a very deep secret, and I want to reveal it to you through the words of the Rebbe Rabbi Yoilish. Okay, turn to the third page for a second. First, let me show you the secret of Ibn Ezra. Okay, but please don't cheat. Just read the sections that I ask you to look at. Okay, you see the paragraph on the right hand side, the top paragraph on Shin Samach Vav. The Ibn Ezra in this week's parsha, as we make hachanas for Lag BaOmer, it's only a couple of weeks to go. Got to start getting ready. The Ibn Ezra, when he's commenting on the Sar Mishtaleach, says, the Im Yechalta, where it's underlined, Im Yechalta Lahavin Hasod, Shu'achar Milas Azazel. If you'd like to understand the secret of the Sayur La'azazel, Sayur La'azazel is a strange thing. We're going to uncover the secret today. If a person wants to understand the secret of that which comes after the word Azazel, Te Desodo, you should know its secret. Visod Shemo, and secret is its name. Ki Yesh Lo Chaverim B'Mikra, it has friends in high places. It has friends in other psukim. V'ani Agale Lecha Tzat Hasod B'Remez, and I'll give you a little hint to the secret. V'Yoscha Ben Shloshim V'Shalosh Teda Enu. When you are 33, you will understand it. Just need to take a minute to look at your faces. Yeah? Says the Ibn Ezra, if you want to understand the secret of the Sa'ir La'azazel, he says, first of all, you should know that it's a secret. And secret is its name. And it has friends. And I'll give you a little hint to it, that when you're 33, when you understand 33, or maybe when you are 33, B'yoscha ben shloshim b'shalosh, then you will understand the secret. Arkan, the words of the Heilige Ibn Ezra. Okay? Now many are trying to figure out, what on earth is the Ibn Ezra talking about? What is this secret that the Ibn Ezra is being meramis to? What is the secret of the Sar La'azazel? And when you're 33, you'll understand it. So many have written about this. I want to give you a synopsis of some of the shitos before we read the Divrei Yoel inside. This is from the Divrei Yoel in Motzei Yom Kippur in Os Nun Hei. Okay, but first let me give you a synopsis of the shitos. The Das Akenim of the Balei Tosfos. The Balei Tosfos quote this Ibn Ezra in the Das Akenim, and it says perhaps what the Ibn Ezra means is the following. Where do we have 33 in the Torah? Yaakov called the monument Gal Eid. Gal Eid. Anyone recognize that? Pasuk, where is that? When Yaakov is running away from Lavan's house, and Lavan catches up to him, and says, the children are mine, the sons are mine, the daughters are mine, everything is mine. And then they agree to peacefully disagree. So they set up a monument. Lavan called the monument Yigar Sahadusa in Aramaic. And Yaakov called it the Hebrew equivalent, which is Gal Eid. Gal Eid literally means the mount of testimony that shall bear witness. Gal Eid. Okay, Gal, 33. Gal Eid. Where is that pasuk? Where is that pasuk? Where is Yaakov running away from? Where is he running to? Where is that pasuk? It's the very end of Vayetze, exactly. Very end of Vayetze, right before Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanov to go to meet up with Esav once again. So the end of Vayetze, we have Gali. So says the Balei Tosfos, maybe that's what the Ibn Ezra's secret is. Maybe the secret is in the word Gal Eid. How is Gal Eid spelled in the Torah? Is it one word? Is it two words? It's one word. But it really is two words. Right? It's Gal Eid, but it's really, it's one word which is sort of two words. And therefore, says the Balei Tosfos, maybe that's what Azazel is also. Maybe that's what Ibn Ezra is saying. That if you want to understand what the word Azazel means, so go find the secret of 33. The secret of 33 is that the word Gal-Aid is a compound word. Gal-Aid. A mountain, or a monument, that shall testify, shall bear witness. So too, the word Azazel, says the Balei Tosfos, the word Azazel is a combination of what? Is Azal, the goat that will go. Azazel, the goat that will go. Where is it going to go? It's going to go off the cliff. The Sarah Mishaleach, the goat that goes. So maybe that's what Ibn Ezra means. So says the Das Kanim of the Balei Tosfos. Okay? The Rush, if you look in the back, at my Mikras Gedolos at home has a commentary of the Rush. The Rush says that maybe the answer is, maybe the secret is, count 33 psukim from the time that the word Azazel appears. And the Rosh says, if you do that, you'll come to the Pasuk, later in this week's Parsha, V'lo yizbuchu od as zivchayim l'si'irim. You'll come to Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, 33 Pesukim after Azazel is mentioned, where it says, what? V'lo yizbuchu od as zivchayim l'si'irim. You should not offer karbanos to the Se'irim. Right? That's what the Rosh says. Maybe that's what Ibn Ezra's hinting to. We're going to come back to that. That maybe count 33 psukim from Azazel, and you'll come to, again, Vayikra Yud Zayin Zayin. You shall not offer karbanos to the Se'irim, maybe to some type of demonic spirits, some type of pagan practice. Okay, but we'll come back to that because it's very much connected to what the Divriyal is going to tell us. Three other approaches that are all found in the Avi Ezer. What is the Avi Ezer? Again, open up a good Mikras Gedolos. And you'll see on the Ibn Ezra, there's a commentary called Avi Ezer by Rav Shlomo HaKohen Milisa. He gives three explanations to crack the Ibn Ezra secret. He says, it could be that maybe what the Ibn Ezra is hinting to, when you're 33, you'll understand. He says, if you look in Sanhedrin, Kuvavim Adbez, Ar Masechta, you'll see that Bilam perhaps lived to the age of 33. What does Bilam have anything to do? What does Bilam have anything to do with the Sar La'Azazel? Right, so you can think about it. You can think about Bilam's attempt and attack on Klal Yisrael, and how he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, how he tried to exploit Klal Yisrael, and he tried to be Mekatreg of Klal Yisrael, the same way the Sar La'Azazel is hopefully coming to remove Kitrug from Klal Yisrael. So maybe the secret of 33 has something to do with the number of years that Bilam lived. Okay. Says the Avi Ezer, a second shot, that if you look in Parshas Vayigash, by the children of Leah, it says, Nefesh banav ubenosav shloshim v'shalosh. It says that the descendants of Leah were 33. You add it up, how many are you going to find? 32. So who's 33? So Yaakov is perhaps the 33rd. So maybe the secret of 33, maybe the secret of 33 that Ibn Ezra is hinting to is Yaakov. That somehow the Yaakov versus Esav machlokas is connected to the Sar La Hashem and the Sar La Azazel. Maybe that's the secret of 33 that Ibn Ezra is hinting to. That Yaakov is the 33rd on that list in Parshas Vayigash. Okay? And then the Avi Ezra says a third shot. He says, maybe the answer is a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Aleph. Maybe what Ibn Ezra is saying is when the Beis HaMikdash is built, then you'll understand the secret of the Sar La'Azazel. What does the Beis HaMikdash have to do with the number 33? If you look in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Aleph, the pasuk says, V'atzla'ot tzela el tzela shalosh u'shloshim pe'amim. It says in Yecheskel Perek Mem Aleph, I think it's Pasuk Vav, that in describing the binyan, Hasid, it says there were side chambers, tzela el tzela, chamber upon chamber, 33 in total. So it could be that maybe the secret of 33 is this Pasuk in Yecheskel, it hints to a certain part of the Beis HaMikdash, which was built 33 chambers. And maybe what Ibn Ezra is saying is, you want to understand the secret of the Sar La'Azazel, you'll understand it when the third Beis HaMikdash is built. These are the three pshatim of the Avi Ezer. Okay, so five pshatim we see in trying to solve the Halakha Ibn Ezra secret. Again, the Das Kanim of the Balei Tosfos say, maybe 33 hints to Gal Aid, which is a compound word, just like the word Azazel. made up of two words combined. Maybe like the Rosh says, count 33 psukim to the pasuk that says you shouldn't offer karbanos to anything other than Hashem. Maybe that contains the secret of the Ibn Ezra's words. And then the Aviezer, Shlomo, calling me Lisa, offering his three comments in his commentary on the Ibn Ezra, that maybe it hints to Bilam, who tried to curse Klal Yisrael. Maybe it hints to Yaakov in Parshas Vayigash, the 33rd one in the list of Leah's descendants or children. Yaakov is number 33, the hidden one, so to speak, who defends Klal Yisrael. Or maybe it's a hint to the Beis HaMikdash, and until that time we won't have a clear understanding of the mystery of the Sar Lassas. Okay? But now we turn to the Rebbe Rabbi Yailish. The Rebbe Rabbi Yailish from Satmar, in his writings on Motzei Yom Kippur, says the following. Take a look on page 1 in the bottom paragraph. V'yizbar behektim lizbonin b'inyin nifla b'seder avodas hayom v'inyin asar mishaleach la'azazel. One of the strangest things that the Jewish people has is something called the Sar La'azazel. Okay, we're on the first page in the bottom left-hand corner. Dine l'chore kol inyin asar mishaleach hu miplias tamim deus. Sheyitzav Hashem davar kazeh. What a strange thing that Hashem asks of us. To take a sire, and that the sire should place upon it, lit'on al sire, kol avonos, ulolichem lamidbar, take this goat, place the sins of the Jewish people upon it, send it out into the midbar. By the way, the connection to Bilam is connected to this, because Bilam went out to the midbar to curse Klal Yisrael. So the Aviezer says, maybe that's part of the secret. Sar La'azazel goes to the midbar, and Bilam went to the midbar. Okay, strange things. But says the Ibn Ezra, the whole Inyan is a strange thing. Says the Satmar Rebbe, the whole Inyan of Sar La'azazel, what a weird thing. You put the Averas upon it, the nations of the world question, right? They wonder about this. As the Gemara says in Yom HaSamach Zayin Amud Beis, I gave you the Gemara at the bottom of the page. It's based on a pasuk in this week's Parsha, Yurches Dalet. As Chukosai Tishmeru, says the Gemara in Yoma, Dvarim Shasatan Meshiv Aleihem. There are things that the Satan, code word for the Umos HaOlam, they wonder about, they question us on. Weird things that Jews do. For example, what's wrong with Achilas Chazir? What's wrong with Levishas Shatnes? What's wrong, right? What's this Inyan of Chalitzas Yavama? Do this strange thing with a shoe? Taras HaMetzora V'Sair HaMishtaleach. For Jews who only believe in God, what is this offering? The Sayer Mishaleach? You're placing your sins upon this thing? The Sayer La'azazel? What's this Indian of La'azazel? Who are you giving it to? Sayer La'azazel? Who are you offering it to? What's happening here? That the Gemara in Yoma says the nations of the world can't make sense of it. They wonder, you Jews, you're very strange. You do very strange things. That's why Hashem in this week's Parsha says, Vezchuk Osai Tishmru, guard my chukim. I ask you to do things that are hard to understand. But Bechlal, it's a very strange thing. V'hinei omali haisa mitzvah zo chok min achukim. Had this not been a chok, turn to page 2. Had this not been a chok that the Torah commands us, ki oz lo ayalot rishus lahara achareah v'alinu lakam mitzad gezeras hamelech. The Torah tells us about it, so we have to think about it. But essentially, it's a gezeras hamelech. It is a chok. We don't really know what to make of this. But says the Satmar Rebbe nonetheless, it's a very deep thing, but it requires some thought, and I want to try to share with you some of my thoughts on this, says the Satmar Rebbe. Okay? Second paragraph on page 2. Bishin Samachai. V'nei zeh lashon ha-pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer. If you look in the Medrash, in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, it says as follows. Yom shenit na Torah, amar sam lefnei HaKadosh Baruch. On the day that the Torah was given, the Samach Mem, the Sitra Achra, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sholem, Al kol ha'akum nasata li rishus, v'al Yisrael einat enosin li rishus. You give me permission, says the Samach Mem, to start up with all the nations of the world. You don't give me permission to start up with the Jewish people? Why can't I start up with the Jewish people? I want to give trouble to the Jewish people. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hare yesh l'cha rishus alein b'yom ha-kippurim. Says the Medrash, there's going to be a day when I give you a rishus to start up with them. The day of judgment. Right? Or the day of atonement. Well, let's see. On Yom Kippur, im yesh lehen chet, then they're yours. Ve'im lav, ein l'cha alein rishus. If on Yom Kippur the Jews prove to be sinful, so then they're all yours. If they're not, if they're innocent, then don't touch them. Lefichach. So therefore, says the Medrash, what do we do to distract the Satan? Nostim lo shochar b'yom kippurim, shalo levatel karbanon shel Yisrael. We get the Yitzhara, the Satan, we get him busy with other things. The Sabach Mem, we get him busy with other things. Gor el achad la Hashem, gor el achad la Azazel, and we bribe him. We bribe the Sabach Mem to leave us alone. Gor el achad la Kaddish Baruch Hu la Karban Ola, ve gor el achad la Azazel, Sayra Chatas, ve chol avon oseim shel Yisrael alav, shenemar ve nasa ha-seir alav. Good? Everyone with me? Ra Sabach Mem, Shalom nimtza behem chayit b'yom kippurim. So when the Sabach Mem sees that the Jews are innocent because all the reveyors have been placed on the goat, Amar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, yesh lecha am echad ba'aretz kemalachi ha'shareis. Wow, what an unbelievable people you have. Look what happened here. The Sabach Mem just became our friend. A minute ago he wanted to be a katrik, but when he sees that we bribe him, we send him a goat, and we load up our reveyors on that goat. And now he's been bribed. And now he says, wow, look how great the Jews are. They're like Malachim. Ma Malachi Asharis Nikiya Mikol Chayt, Kachi in Yisrael, Nikiya Mikol Chayt, B'yom Kippurim. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Shemeh Idusam Shal Yisrael Min HaKategor. When Hashem hears that even the Sabach Mem, the Satan, is speaking positively about the Jewish people, Machapra Al Mizbeach, V'al Mikdash, V'al Kohanim, V'al Kol Am Akal Adkan Divrei Apirkei Der B'liyasa. Hashem says, wow, if their enemy is speaking favorably about them, then my people must be really so great. So we bribe the Satan, we bribe the Sabach Mem with the Sar La'Azazel, and we save ourselves every year on Yom Kippur. Ad kan the words of the Medrash. Yeah.
Is this at all connected to the gifts that Yaakov gave to Esau?
Very much. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes, and Ayin Shah. But yes, there's no question that Yaakov and Esav, and again, that's one of the reasons that Aviezer is making that connection, that Yaakov and Esav and the sending of the gifts to Esav is very much connected to this inyan of the Shochar of the Sar La'Azazel. Okay? Says the Ramban in the next paragraph. The Ramban in Parshas Achrei Mos brings this Pirkei Der B'Eliezer. The V'herech Sham Od B'Biyar Inyan. She'ein HaKavana B'Sar Mishtalech She'ah Karban Me'itano Elav Chalila. Now let's be careful. Says the Ramban, let's not make a mistake and think that we're offering a karban to the sitracha. God forbid. We're not worshiping. We're not offering karbanos. Right? We're bribing. But be careful to realize that the Sayer La'Azazel is really a karban that's being... It's an avoda of a karban to Hashem. But the way that we achieve that is by giving it to the sitra acha, so to speak. Aval shetiyak avanaso lasos rotzon boreinu shetivanu bakach. Make sure you have the proper kavana. That when you give the Sar La'Azazel, make sure you have the kavana that you're serving Hashem. That you're not chas v'shalom in any way, shape, or form serving the Sabach Mem, serving the sitra acha. Aval mashal b'zeh, the Ramban brings a mashal. He says, imagine a person making a suda for the melech. So the melech says, you know what, I want you to give one portion of the beautiful feast that you're making in my honor. I want you to give a portion to a certain servant. So now, are you serving that servant when you give him the portion? Of course not. You're serving the melech. You're serving the melech by doing his will and giving that portion of food to the eved. So says the Ramban, be very careful. When we bring the Sar La'Azazel, you're serving Hashem. You're not, God forbid, in any way, shape, or form, serving the sitra acha. Be very careful about that. Those are the words of the Ramban, an explanation of the Medrash Pirkei Der B'Eliezer. Now, if you look at the bottom paragraph, and onto the left column, you can see, I highlighted it for you, Rav Yoilish now goes and quotes several passages from the Zohar HaKadosh. He quotes a Zohar in this week's Parsha. He quotes the Raya Mehemna, that's what the Resh Mem, you see where it's highlighted, stands for. He quotes a Zohar in Emor, and a Zohar in Pinchas, and he quotes from the Ramak in his Siddur, which elaborate further on this idea. Let's just read a little bit. We're not going to read the whole thing. V'nei inyan zeh mavur, we're in the bottom right-hand corner. V'nei inyan zeh mavur ba'arichas yoser b'zohar kadosh. How do you understand the Sar La'Azazel? Again, we said it's a strange thing. It's very hard to understand. So what's going on? Says the Medrash, we're bribing the Sitra Achra in order that the Kategor should become a Sanegor. That the one who prosecutes against us should become an advocate for us. That the Sitra Achra itself should praise Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says, be careful, you're not offering a carbon to the Sitra Achra. You're serving Hashem by giving a gift to the Eved of Hashem, which is the Sata, the Sam of Mem. But says the Zohar, let me explain a little bit further. The Zohar in this week's Parsha says, two lines from the bottom, and this was the Pasuk again that the Rush quoted. The Rush said, when the Ibn Ezra said, when you're 33, you'll understand the secret of the Sar Lazazel. So the Rush said, count 33 psukim from the first mention of Azazel. And you'll come to what pasuk? This pasuk. V'lo yizbuchu od esivcheim l'se'irim. Don't offer karbanos to the se'irim. Explains the Zohar Kadosh. Amar le, I don't know what the Aleph Lamed stands for. Shani hacha. Dehasam l'se'irim havu kraven karbana. So you'll say, whoa, don't offer karbanos to the se'irim. So what's the Sar la'azazel? Says the Zohar, it's not the same thing. A Jew, God forbid, worships the Se'irim, who worships the Sitra Achra, who's involved in Avodah Zarah pagan practices, is very different than the Sar La'azazel. Really? Seems the same to me. So says the Zohar, be careful. The Pasuk says in Yud Zayin Zayin, don't offer karbanos l'Se'irim. Don't bring a karban to the Se'irim. Dehasam l'Se'irim avu kraven karbanos. It doesn't say se'irim. It says don't offer karbanos l'se'irim. Dehasam l'se'irim havo avde pulchana u'leshultanusa. That the Isser in the Torah is don't bring a karban. Don't bring an avodah zarah karban to the se'irim. Dehasam l'se'irim. That's offering to the se'irim they're serving. As opposed to here, what about our sar la'azazel? Why is that kosher? V'hacha. But over here, by the Sar La'azazel, v'nasa ha'seir alav es kol avonosam. As Chazal darshan, avonos tam. Who's called tam? Yaakovinu is the ish tam. That upon the Sar shall be placed, upon Esav, who's harseir, who is the sire. Upon the sire shall be placed avonos tam, the sins of Yaakovinu, the sins of Klal Yisrael. There the sire is the carbon. And I'm giving it to the Sitra Achra as an offering, as a means of, excuse me, of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very different than offering a karban to the Seir. Be very careful to recognize that difference. And this is what the Zohar has in quite a few places. Jump to the bottom of the page, in the left-hand column. He quotes from the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero in his Siddur, after quoting several other passages in the Zohar, that clarify this point. Sar La'azazel is not a karban to the Satan. It's a karban to Hashem. It's a service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving a gift to the Satan. Says Rav Moshe Cordovero in his Siddur, Tam madua hizkiru as Hashem al asayir mishtalech gimel pamim. The reason that Hashem's name is associated with the Sar mishtalech three times, kakasa b'seder avoda, v'nasan tam lefi sha'asayir ba l'shachir as asam, Cholkin lo kavod bekach laroso shemazkirim al karbano es Hashem shalosh pamim. To make it clear that this is a service of Hashem, three times in conjunction with the Sar La'azazel, it references a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To make it very clear that this karban is a karban to Hashem. Yes, the way that we give this offering, the way that we serve Hashem, is by giving this animal, throwing it off a cliff, sending it La'azazel. But again, be very clear that you're serving Hashem, not serving Chas v'Shalom anything else. And therefore, says the Satmar Rebbe, two lines from the bottom. Al kol panim, tam sis hayos elanu midireyim zal, ki shulawach asar la'azazel hu ashocha shesiva Hashem letet letzam, turn the page, kedei lachsom piv milakatrig al Yisrael. When I throw that animal off the cliff, it serves as a shochat, as a bribe, to distract the Sitra Achra, and to convert the Sitra Achra into what? Into an advocate for Klal Yisrael. That the Kateger, that the prosecutor, becomes a defense attorney. Okay? Now, we already saw the words of Ibn Ezra. So now here you have it again. Again, on page Shin Samach Vav, the Divrayal quotes the Ibn Ezra, the secret, Biyoscha ben Shloshim v'Shalosh Tedanu, when you turn 33, you'll understand the secret. And he says, look in the Balei HaTosfos, the Dasa Kenan, which we saw, and look in the Avi Ezri, right, or the Avi Ezer, that we saw three explanations. He says, if you look at the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra. Take a look. Vinei Rabbi Avram Neman Ruach Mechased Davar. Rabbi Avram, the Ibn Ezra, being an Ish Neman, being a trustworthy individual, he kept the secret a secret. But look at the Ramban says, Avani Arachil Megala Sodo. But I will be the talebearer to reveal the secret. I'll let you in on the secret. What is the secret? He says, Shekfar Galu Asor Abosinu Bukomus Rabbi. Because the secret's already well known. Vinei Ramaz Lecha Rabbi Avram. Like the Rosh told us, Ramban says the same thing. The secret is found in the pasuk v'lo yizbuchu ores ivchayim l'se'irim. The secret is found where? 33 psukim later. Count 33 psukim, and what pasuk do you come to? V'lo yizbuchu ores ivchayim l'se'irim. What's the secret of lo yizbuchu ores ivchayim l'se'irim? It's exactly those passages we just saw in the Zohar, where the Zohar tells us, don't confuse the Isser in the Torah of offering to the Seirim with the Sar Lazazel, even though superficially they look very similar. Now, does that mean that the Ibn Ezra learned Zohar? The Ibn Ezra is telling us that the secret of the Sar Lazazel is that Pasuk which is explained so clearly by the Zohar Kaddosh. Was the Ibn Ezra Mekubal? So now we come to the punchline. We only have about 8 minutes left before we have to prepare ourselves for the Mashpia. So take a look very quickly and see, look inside. Amnam. Yesh lefarish od akavana shiramzu lamashakasa bazar akadosh. It could be that what the Ibn Ezra is hinting to, not like the Rush said, count 33 psukim, and you'll come to the pasuk, which the Zohar explains. But maybe the number 33, says the Satmar Rebbe, maybe the number 33, the Ibn Ezra was hinting to something more. Maybe the Ibn Ezra knew something about Lag BaOmer. Maybe the Ibn Ezra knew something about Lag BaOmer. The Ibn Ezra knew something about Lag BaOmer? Yes. Maybe the Ibn Ezra knew something about Lag BaOmer. Take a look where it's underlined. Hine matzinu sharishonim zal v'chein rabbeinu anesher hagadol v'heilga ramba. Meviim harbe inyonim imamari chazal asher lo nimtzal emakor el bizar kadosh. The Rambam brings certain things that no one can find the source for, except for the Zohar. Does that mean that the Rambam, the great rationalist, studied the Zohar? says the Divrei Yavel, V'yesh Omrim, some would claim, that because of this, the Rambam must have seen the Zohar. Ulam ha-emes hi, says Rabbi Yoilish, the Rambam never saw the Zohar. So then how did he have things, how do you find things in the Rambam? How do you find things in the Rambam that are based on the Zohar? If what if the Rambam never saw the Zohar? Here's the answer. Ella, it's underlined. Diadua sharishonim zal hayulem harbi midrashim she'enim biyadenu. The earlier ones had midrashim that we don't have. And many of those midrashim are meimros mirashbi v'talmidav v'talmidav v'talmidav. The teachings of Yeshua Yochai, before they were printed, before they were collected and organized as the Zohar Kaddish that we have, these ideas were still in the world. They existed in other forms, in other smaller midrashic collections, and they were transmitted orally from generation to generation. Says the Divrei Yahu, where it's underlined, Ves elu ha-meimros ra ha-rambam zal, u-misham hera mekora mekor ha-tara. And the Rambam, what? Drew from those waters. And that's how the Rambam has statements in the Mishnah Torah that are exactly in line with the Shita Zohar that you find nowhere else. Because the Rambam had ideas that would eventually be published in the Zohar, which was published, of course, after the lifetime of the Rambam. So look what he says about the Ibn Ezra now. Ukamo kein yitachin lomar shagam Ibn Ezra hayelo harbe meimros mi Rashbi. It could be the Ibn Ezra also had many teachings from Rashbi. We had the harbe mechachmas ha-emes, and the Ibn Ezra knew a lot of Kabbalah as well. And even though, says the Divrei Yahu, that there are those who are mafak v'kim ala Rambam, and they question whether or not the Rambam was a Mekubal, the pashtus was that most of the Rambam's life was not a Mekubal. Maybe at the end of his life, the Rambam, maybe, we'll talk about it, became more connected to Kabbalah. But the Ibn Ezra, says the Divrei Yahu, aval al Ibn Ezra, kuli al mamodi, shahaya lo yad v'shem b'chachmas ha-kabbalah. The Ibn Ezra certainly had a hand and had a place within the world of Kabbalah. As the Ramban writes, that there are certain passages in Ibn Ezra that can only be understood al pisod, like in Parshas Balak, in Parshas Veschanan, and other places. And therefore, says Rabbi Yoilish, a big chiddush, take a look by the arrow. V'nei yesh lomar, The Hayazem Makubal Etzlam Shi Lula De Rashbi Hu Biyom Lag Baomer. Ibn Ezra. People, you know, are still writing articles today. Lag Baomer. No, that's not the Hilul De Rashbi, and all sorts of explanations. Says the Sahma Rebbe, even the Ibn Ezra, the Halig Ibn Ezra knew that Lag Baomer is Hilul De Rashbi. The Ibn Ezra says, when you come to 33, you'll understand the secret of the Sar El Azazel. What does that mean? What's 33? 33 means you understand the world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. If you learn the Zohar Kaddush in the many passages that he quoted for us, then you'll understand the difference between the Sar El Azazel and the Torah's grave warning. That's the secret of the Ibn Ezra's 33. That when a person understands the main verse of Rashbi, Baal HaZohar, Shu ben Shloshim v'Shalosh, Rishon Bayochai is the ultimate expression of the number 33. Ratzalomer, Shayoma di Hilula di Lei, Hu Balag Baomer, Az Taida v'Tavinzos. Then you'll understand the secret. Now we have 3 minutes left, and I want to summarize the end for you, because it's mamish, very yisodistic in Avodas Hashem. It's already amazing chiddush we saw today. Many chiddushim today, but I want to end by showing you al derech avoda as the Sam Rebbe concludes. He says, "Let's just think about this for a second. Why does the Sar El Azazel fall for this every? Why does the Samach Mem fall for this every year? How does he fall for this every year? How is it that every year he's coming to be Mekatri, we distract him by giving him this animal, and then all of a sudden he becomes our biggest friend in the world? How does he fall for it every year?" And he says it's the same thing, he says in the bottom left-hand paragraph, it's the same thing in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that we quoted in the Haggadah Shal Pesach Shir. That we blow the shofar Mu'umad, we blow the shofar Yushav, the Satan hears the shofar being blown twice, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, he thinks Mashiach's coming, how does he fall for it every year? So remember the answer I gave you from Pinchas Karetzer? Right, that every year it's a new Satan. But says the Sam Rebbe, how does he fall for it every year? Come on, how could he be so stupid? We tricked him last year, we distracted him, he got busy with the Sar El Azazel, and then he became a defendant of Klal Yisrael. His whole life is trying to prosecute the Jewish people. So how do we trick him? Go to the last page. How do we trick him year in and year out? How does he fall for it again and again and again? So says the Sam Rebbe, the paragraph that begins, Val Derech Zeh, the right-hand side. He says, you can explain it as follows. We know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu likes to operate Midah Keneged Midah. What does the Satan do to us? How do we come to do Averis? Every time. What happens? Shochar. We get bribed. We haven't learned Sichas Aran in a while. But if you remember, at the beginning of the Sichas Aran, Rabbi Nachman gives the mashal of the Eitz Hara running through the street with a closed fist. And everyone thinks, wow, if I can just get what's in his hand, then I'll have all the pleasure that I desire. Until, of course, the Eitz Hara opens his hand and there's nothing in it. The Eitz Hara, every single time, what? He tricks us with such silly things. We lose sight of such important big things over such silliness. And therefore, Mida Kneged Mida, on the day that the Jewish people fight back on Yom Kippurim, what do? We do the exact same thing. You trick us all the time with some silly little shochad. You give us a little toy, a little Yetzirah, a little taiva to play with, and it distracts us from our mission in this world. Well, guess what? On the day that you're trying to carry out your mission on Yom Kippur, we're going to do the same thing to you. We're going to trick you with a shochad. And the same way that we fall for it over and over and over again. And I said, I'm never going to do that aver again because it was so stupid and I'm so upset at myself and it wasn't worth it and why did I do that? And then I end up doing it again. And then I end up doing the aver again. So guess what? We're going to do the same thing to the Yetzirah. You're going to fall for it again and again and again. And says the Sama Rebbe, this becomes a tremendous limus chus on Klal Yisrael. That on Yom Kippur, we're able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take a look at the final underlines. If you, a malach Hashem Tzavakos, can fall for such silliness, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gotta have Rachmanot on Klal Yisrael, that we sometimes make mistakes too. And we fall for silly things. We're only human, and we make mistakes. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha, as we make Hachanas for Lag BaOmer, the Yom HaKadosh Habalinu Latova Hilula Derashvi, we should know that already in the times that Ibn Ezra knew about the Cheshivas Rishon Bar Yochai. And in this week's parsha, already, immediately, in the early days of Sfira, we're making Achana. We're making early Achanas for that great day, Habalinu Latova. But the same way that the whole secret of the Sar El Azazel, the whole secret of the Sar El Azazel is what? Is this Inyan of being able to trick to trick the Yetzirah, to trick the Satan time and time again, as a Mida Keneged Mida, payback for everything that he did to us, to bring protection to Klal Yisrael. That's exactly the Inyan of Rishon Baruch Hai. The Rishon Baruch Hai is also the very same Inyan that he's always being Malam Yitzchus on Klal Yisrael, and always finding a way to say, the Klal Yisrael, it's not their fault, and they make mistakes, and if a Malach can be tricked, then all the more so, a Jew can sometimes make a mistake, but it's not who we really are. So Mir Tashem, we should all be Zocha, to understand the secret of the Ibn Ezra in a very, very deep way. Shkoyach.